Chapter 22. I went rigid with shock as the trial date was set for a few weeks into the future. Everyone stood as the judge left the courtroom. Then the mob closed in around me. I saw blue uniforms at the edge of the throng, eyes not quite meeting mine, and then clumps of microphones were pushed up to my face. I still held Mickey's hand. We should have gotten a dismissal, I thought. We should have won. Mickey helped me to my feet, and I followed him as he cut through the crowd. Joe's hand was on the small of my back as the three of us and Yuki Castellano exited the courtroom and made for the stairs. We stopped in the ground floor stairwell.
When you walk outside, hold your head up, Mickey advised me. When they scream, "Why did you kill that girl?" just walk slowly to the car. Don't smile, don't smirk, and don't let the media beat you. You did nothing wrong. Go home and don't answer your phone. I'll stop by your house later.
The rain had stopped by the time we stepped out of the courthouse into the dull late afternoon. I shouldn't have been shocked to see that hundreds of people had gathered outside the courthouse to see the cop who'd shot and killed a teenage girl. Mickey and Yuki split away from us to address the press, and I knew that Mickey's thoughts were turning now to how he was going to defend the SFPD and the city of San Francisco. Joe and I walked through the jostling, yelling crowd toward the alley where the car was waiting. I heard a chant, "Child killer, child killer," and questions were lobbed at me like stones.
What were you thinking, Lieutenant? How did you feel when you shot those kids?
I knew the faces of the television reporters, Victor Smith, Sandra Dunn, Kate Morley, all of whom had interviewed me when I'd been a witness for the prosecution.